After the mass shooting in San Bernardino last week, Muslims across the country held their breath. Was the shooter a Muslim? They hoped not. But he was. Aliyah Al-Saadi is a student at the University of Washington. When she went to her post-colonial literature class the next day, her professor looked sad and tired. Aliyah spoke with her sister, producer Amina Al-Saadi, about that class and how she processed this news.
She came in and she took off her jacket and she kind of sighed and looked at us all. And she said, "My heart is really, really saddened today." And then the room just fell silent. And she said, "You know, it's come out. He's a Pakistani." And one of the girls started crying because she's Muslim. And we start just unpacking, like, why? Why do humans do these kinds of things?
What were you thinking when you were in the classroom? What did you, cry?
It's very interesting that you ask me that, because this is a class that she brings out all kinds of emotions and thoughts. And this is the first time ever that I was just like, my mind was blank. Every time this happens, you're ashamed, you're embarrassed, and you're constantly defending. You're like, this isn't what it's, you know, you're constantly pulling out the verses from the Quran, and it's this constant kind of defending. And it comes to this point, like, you don't know what else to say.
What were your classmates saying?
Well, you know, when the Paris attacks happened, it was like, whoa. But then we all, like, reminded ourselves, like, wait, Aliyah and a few other students in the class that are Muslim have kind of brought up why it's wrong and defended it and reasons as to why Islam doesn't support it. So then this happened. So I was like, what else can I say but to hope that they'll just believe it? Like, this isn't Islam.
After the Paris attacks, I was holding my breath because everybody kept saying it could happen here.
Yeah.
It could happen here easily. I thought, oh my God, please, please, please never let it ever happen here.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
When this shooting happened, I thought, no, please don't.
I know.
Let it be.
Well, when it came up on my phone,
yeah.
Shooting happened in Southern California, I right away thought, oh, it's a crazy white guy.
Again.
Like, it's another.
Just like Colorado.
Yeah. And it's, like, bad, but, like, you hope that because you're like, just don't be a Muslim. This is going to be really bad. Like,
I mean, when it's a white guy, no one else gets hurt after the attack.
Yeah.
But when it's a Muslim or person of color, people are going to get hurt afterwards.
Definitely, yeah.
I didn't realize I was holding my breath until I saw later that evening when I was out with friends, my phone lit up and they had released the name of the guy. And when I saw it was the name Sayed, I was like, I started panicking.
Yeah.
I just got so anxious and so upset. As I was driving home, I was on the freeway and I was going the speed limit. It was pretty empty. And I noticed the car behind me, I couldn't see their headlights because they were tailgating me.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, all I was thinking was, is this someone who saw that I'm wearing a headscarf and is angry and is trying to follow me? I mean, it's just, you have this panic that goes through. And, you know, they drove off and I am fine and not hurt. But you look at the world so differently when you're both an American and a Muslim.
A moment where I realized, like, maybe I need to be more careful was when I was at a Jummah prayer on Friday.
That's the Friday prayer that Muslims do in the middle of the day.
Yes, on Fridays. That was right after the Paris attacks. The imam was giving an incredible speech about, like, being kind to everyone and that the way you act has implications. At the end, he took a moment and he just said, you know, to our Muslim sisters, I just want to say, like, may God be with you. Be safe out there because you're being targeted. And it was like a really, like, whoa, like, I've never been told that. I, growing up in America, have never felt that. It hit me in the face just how real the stigma is.
Yeah. But then at the same time, when we were at the mall a couple weekends ago, when we were leaving the mall, there was this family. They were just, you know, your average Caucasian family that were sitting next to the Jamba Juice. And I noticed as we were walking towards them, the dad or the man, he kind of was trying to catch our eyes. I, like, looked and kind of smiled at him, and he gave me this wide smile. And then as we were passing, the woman said, "Assalamu alaikum," I almost burst into tears because for all of the horrible stares or for the derogatory comment, there are still people who are complete strangers that you meet on the street that still won't show smiles and love. And for me, the most important thing is just to remember to keep showing the world that we're just normal people.